Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. We got a lot to get into today. It's a special week here. We're going into the 4th of July week and Independence Day. So I want to talk about a number of things today. If you want to get a hold of us, I'm going to make some offers today, as I do every week. I want to get information in your hands that can make a difference in your retirement planning. You can give us a call at 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. Well, as I said, we're coming into this Independence Day week, I guess. Most of us will probably be taking off a little early and enjoying it. It is a special time. I don't know if I can say it's my favorite week, but certainly it's pretty meaningful, especially, you know, it's the independence of America. It's the greatest country on the planet. But I wanted to, and I almost feel obligated, we got to talk about taxes. I mean, when you go back, some would argue that our country was founded on this taxation, the issues of taxation, going all the way back to the Stamp Act. Taxes are an issue. You know, the question always is, in fact, this was kind of funny, it's illustrative. If you remember Frank and Ernest, that comic strip, those old kind of disheveled curmudgeons, but there was a question, they were talking to each other, and he said, "I don't know if I can live on my income or not. The government won't let me try it." And so the question I pose to you is, do you want to make the IRS or the government a bigger partner in your retirement? And I think I know the answer to that. So we're going to dig into that. I mean, we are going to dig in, and we're going to get into some things we're going to talk about, not just income taxes. There's all of these other things that you're probably not aware of, or maybe not. You hear about it. Taxes on your Social Security, up to 85% can be taxed. Also, your Medicare premiums. It's called IRMA, income-related monthly adjustment amount. You know, those premiums can be as high as $594 a month. Are you aware of that? I consider that a tax. That was part of the ACA. You also have net investment income. Have you heard of that? Then you have required minimum distributions, estate taxes, and all of these things that come into play. So taxes can play a huge part in your planning. And so when we talk about what does it look like for the future, you know, our current tax rates are at 40-year lows. Our national debt is approaching $34 trillion and going up by $2 trillion. I think every 100 days they said a trillion is being added. What are we doing? Because you may have heard the term before, tax time bomb, because keep in mind, again, you take money out, it's taxable at whatever the tax rate. It can cause these other taxes. Then you have required distributions. Let me get into here's the way I kind of want to approach some of this. Then I'm going to make some offers here. We have this terrific guide we put together. It's called the Retirement and Tax Reference Guide. It really is. It's a great tool. And then I'm going to offer the Getting to Tax Free. I'll do that in a minute, that entire report that gets into these ideas. But I've had these conversations just this past week. I've had so many conversations, and I guess this is common every week. I think it's illustrative. And so let me get into some specific ideas that I think can help you. And I have a number of them. I can't get into everything, but let me get into a couple. The first, and probably the most obvious, is the Roth contributions. I've had two or three, maybe more meetings this week where I find most people that come in have very little money in these tax-free accounts. And so, you know, the point is you can put up, if you're 50 or older, you can put $8,000 a year, $8,000 per person per year. So, again, someone I met with recently became clients. We added $16,000, $8,000 each to their accounts. Now that's tax-free money that will grow the rest of their lives, tax-free. And so when we look at these things where there's no required minimum distributions, there's no tax on it, the tax rate is always zero. These are on Roths. They don't tax your Social Security. They're not going to impact your IRMA, which is your Medicare premiums. They won't be a part of this net investment income, which I'm going to talk about, which, again, some of us might be unaware of. And they go to your children and spouse tax-free. This is why this stuff is so important. So you can make Roth contributions at any age if you have earned income. It's up to $8,000, as I said, per person if you're 50 or older. I had a client come in. We do these reviews. I try to do three or four reviews a year with my clients. And they came in, and we've been doing Roth conversions. This is really it's gratifying, because all of a sudden they have hundreds of thousands of dollars that they've repositioned. Now, they're both retired, but the wife works part-time. She made, I think, $20,000 last year. So they can still contribute to Roth. Guess what? We still contribute to Roth for them. non-working spouses can make contributions. They had, again, enough income to still continue to make Roth contributions. So not only are we doing Roth conversions, we're doing Roth contributions. And so I want you to be aware of some of these ideas. Again, I'm giving you just conversations I've had this week alone. I had another person I talked to actually at the gym we were working on. We've had conversations where he knows what I did. He'll ask me about stocks and some things. And he said, you know, I've been contributing to my 401k, and I'm trying to do mostly Roth right now. By the way, that's another option. Roth 401ks, up to, if you're 50 or older, $30,500 can all go into a Roth. But I explained to him, I said, what about your match? He said, what do you mean? I said, well, you have a match, right? He said, yeah, they're matched 6%, which is a terrific match, by the way. And I said, you know, that with the new Secure Act 2.0, you can, if your employer will do it, you can ask them to make the match to Roth. He wasn't aware of that. So guess what? He's going to call his 401k provider to now get the Roth match on top of the Roth contribution. There's so many more ideas that I want to get into today. But again, this is what I call forward tax planning. And I posed the question before, do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement? Right, because if you're pulling money out and you got to turn around and give a chunk to the government, and then it causes more of your Social Security to be taxable, all of these things, this is part of it. I have a number of ideas of getting to tax-free. I just kind of brushed the surface on Roth IRAs, Roth 401ks, Roth conversions, Roth matches on 401ks. You aware of that? Let me offer that, again, this reference guide, so you can use this as a guide. I'm going to come back to this and say why this is so important, but it talks about what your contribution limits. Health savings accounts are in here. All of this stuff, the marginal tax brackets, great reference guide, as well as information or strategies on getting to tax-free. So if you want that information, there's no cost or obligation, but let's start putting some of these things in place. 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. You're getting to tax-free report as well as the retirement and tax reference guide. These are great tools to really start to take control and try to minimize the amount of money that you have to turn around and give to your partner, the government. It's really disheartening when I see this. As an example, you know, if you think about it, when you take money out of an IRA or a 401k that's a traditional, especially if you're now at a point where it's Social Security and it makes more of your Social Security taxable, it's up to 85%. So depending on where your income is, and this is something I get into with, you know, I'll get on the board, explain how your Social Security is taxed. But the point is, if you're at that point where for every dollar you take out of your IRA, it makes another 85 cents of Social Security taxable. Think about this. You take out $10,000 from your IRA or 401k. That means you may have to include another $8,500, 85% of your Social Security. So when I explain it, I'm saying you're not paying tax on $10,000 from the retirement account. You're paying tax now, additional tax on $18,500. Pretty serious stuff. You see how this works? So let's take advantage and start doing some of these things and get to as close to tax-free as possible. Let me make one other offer. I offered those reports, and I offered that reference guide and these tools, but if you want to sit down and go through this, you know, because everybody's situation is unique. Bring in your tax returns. Throw everything in a box. We'll go through this and we'll look at your overall plan, too, as far as creating income you can't outlive. We've talked about that. Minimizing taxes, trying to get as much of that income tax-free. Protecting the assets. Having an investment plan. We'll do a portfolio analysis. We call it the retirement roadmap. If you want to take advantage of that and do more of a what I call a personalized, customized, and complete analysis, you'll meet with me personally. Give us a call, or you can go to our website too. But if you want to give us a call to schedule a time, it will be productive. It will be worth your while. I'm confident in that statement. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. That's alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time, send me questions, get in touch with us. Any way I can help you, we'll help you out. Coming up, I'm going to get into a number of more ideas. It's all about getting to tax-free, getting to financial independence on this Independence Day week. Listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the president and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. If you want any of the information we offered, you have a question, you want to get a hold of us, 630-864-6711. That's 630-864-6711. 6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's great information to download there. Again, you can reach out if you want some, have a question. I will always get you an answer. Or if you want to even schedule a time to just chat, again, want to be a resource to help in any way we can as it relates to your retirement plan. As I said today, we're focusing on taxes. I know we talk about it, but I felt obligated because, I mean, it's Independence Day coming up here, and I owe it to our forefathers to cover this ground that they worked so hard to, you know, give us our independence, and certainly independence from taxes is a big thing. We talk about financial independence. One of these big things, I think, as we go into retirement, maybe one of the most overlooked is taxes. And this generation could be one of the biggest, hardest hit for taxes, could play a big role in our retirement. In fact, when you take a look at taxes, this is interesting, I think. First income tax law was passed during the Civil War to raise revenue. Now, that was found unconstitutional. So what'd they do? They changed the Constitution, the 16th Amendment. And that was in 1913. You know what the highest tax bracket was? 7%. Okay. Well, I think it's a little higher than that today. We see how that works. But then, more than that, and that's why I want to be clear on some of these things, and I offered that reference guide, and I offered this information on getting to tax-free. It's not just about one thing. It's not just about your income tax bracket, because keep in mind, and most of us have money in IRAs, traditional accounts. It's common that that's our biggest asset. Well, every penny is taxable, whatever the tax rate is. But keep in mind, when you take money out of that, not only is it taxed at whatever marginal tax bracket, and it impacts or is used to determine how much of your Social Security is. It's used to determine how much you will pay in Medicare premiums. As I said, these premiums can get over $500 per month per person. Think about that. That, as far as I'm concerned, is a tax. Call it what you want, a premium, but it's a tax because it's based on your adjusted gross income. It can also impact what's called net investment tax. That's a whole other thing. That's 3.8%. In fact, now, it's an interesting article. It said that it's tripled since the tax took effect in 2013, rising from $16 billion in revenue to $60 billion. So these are things that, you know, we just get blindsided by. So I just want you to be aware of Roth versus traditional health savings accounts, 529s. There's all these different things that are tax-free that we can use in our planning, where, number one, it's not taxed. The tax rate on it is always zero. It is not included in our taxable Social Security at all. It will never go on your 1040. In fact, it's almost like we're living before 1913. There was no income tax. It doesn't impact your IRMA, your Medicare premiums. There's not an investment income tax on it. And if tax rates go up in the future, as I said, the tax rate on it is always zero. It goes to your spouse and children tax-free. Do you think we should be doing more of this? I posed the question in the first segment. Do you want to make the IRS a bigger partner in your retirement planning? And so this is really, I think, fulfilling when you start to take advantage. I really incorporate, I'm an investment advisor representative. I'm also licensed in insurance. I'm licensed on that side, too. We do, I like to say, complete planning. We do estate planning, investment planning, tax planning, of course, income planning. But I incorporate this. It's important. And I say, when I tell people, bring everything in. Let's see your tax return. I pull out tax returns. I show someone, look, do you see what your marginal tax bracket is? I'll give you a quick example. This is why this is important. Right? I had someone in here again. I was giving examples of conversations I had this week. I had someone in this week. They're in a 12% marginal tax bracket. That's in this tax reference guide, by the way. That's why this is so important. You can pull out your tax returns and see where you're at. For example, for 2024, if your taxable income, not your gross income, your taxable, you have about a $30,000 deduction if you're a couple. So if that's your taxable income. But if it's under $94,000, you're in a 12% tax bracket. Are you aware of that? So people sometimes that go into retirement, there's a great opportunity here to say, if I can convert money, this is a conversion, at 12% to never pay tax on it the rest of my life. Do you want to do that? And then you can do some at 22, which is the next bracket, and maybe blend the two. Would you do it? Well, now I'm making informed decisions. And if you're contributing to a 401k, that's another thing. Do you want to just pay the 12? I had a conversation again. This is another one this past week. And the one spouse is retired. The one is still working, so their income's a little lower right now. And I said, you know, you're in a 12%. Now, you can put the money into the 401k. You won't pay the 12%. Even if you're in a 22, it's pretty compelling. You won't pay the 22% today, but you'll pay tax on that contribution in the future. Whatever the tax rate is, you'll pay tax on all of the growth at whatever the tax rate is. It will be used to determine how much of your Social Security is taxable. You'll have required minimum distributions, and your spouse and children will pay tax on it. And it could affect your Medicare premiums. Again, I just want you to be aware of some of these things. So when someone says, well, a Roth versus what's your tax bracket, let's just look at this one thing. There's a lot more to it. I hope you can see that. And then estate taxes, it can be exposed to estate taxes. This is really good. I don't want to be depressed here, but I'm trying to give you the good news. And as I said, either you're going to pay the tax on that account or your children will pay it. They do not on Roths. This is important stuff, and that's why I offer this information. Unfortunately, we have this terrible relationship, and I get it. It's not fun. I do my own taxes. I even do my S-Corp tax. And I understand this very well, but, you know, this is, it's not fun, right? No, and you do it once a year, you give it, hand it off to your accountant or whoever's doing it, or you do it and you don't look at it again for another year. And that's unfortunately to your detriment. So that's why I offer this information. Some of these are simple ideas. Roth conversions, I mentioned, you can do any amount at any time at any age. And when I see clients come in here year after year, and all of a sudden I just keep seeing these Roth accounts continue to grow. And all of a sudden, they started with zero, and they've got a few hundred thousand of tax-free money. That's pretty fulfilling. And so these are all of these ideas. There's so much going on. I wish I could get into more of it. But I've talked about a Roth conversions, Roth contributions, your 401k match, health savings accounts. You get a deduction on the going in. It grows tax-free, and it's tax-free coming out. Are we doing these things? If you want this information, as I said, I'll get it out to you, 860-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com, alphawealthgroup.com. You can download information. Send me a question specific to you. I had someone send me a question on, you know, on Roth contributions not too long ago. And, you know, you can also do after-tax 401ks. I had someone, I didn't have a chance to get to all of these, but maybe I'll talk about that coming up. You know, if your 401k beyond the $30,500, you can sometimes you have to ask your provider, can I put more money in? It's called after tax. Why would I do that? Because now I can convert it to a Roth with no tax on it. So think about that. I'm doing the Roth as a match. The match is a Roth, my Roth contribution, and I'm doing after tax contributions that I can move to a Roth. This is you can really accelerate this and get to a point where, imagine if you get all your Social Security tax free. You could. If all your money was in a Roth, I've said this before, if all your money was in a Roth, you would pay nothing. Even if you and your spouse had $75,000 of Social Security, it would be tax-free, all of it. So this is pretty powerful stuff when I talk about this. I offered the information again. Let me take it another step. You know, we have a lot of challenges. It's not just understanding taxes, saving and investing, economy today, all of these things to be successful in retirement. Well, it comes down really to creating a financial game plan. Generating income, paying for health care, reducing investment risk. This is what it's about, having a comprehensive plan. So if you want to take advantage of that, we'll get into these specific ideas. Give us a call. Go to our website. You schedule a time with me to meet for a complimentary consultation. 630-864-6711. 630-864-6711. Stick around. Coming up, we're going to get many more ideas to help you with your retirement. You listen to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino. I'm the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group right here in the Chicagoland area. I like to say, and I say it often, we're what I believe is a complete retirement planning firm. We provide investment advice. We do tax planning, estate planning. We have attorneys that do that, income planning, and really that's what it's about. That's my credo, being complete, having a plan, having things work together, not about growing a pile of money and picking at it, not about getting to a number. So today, as we do each week, we try to cover at least pieces of this overall plan. You know, I believe in the five pillars, the five pieces to your plan. We'll cover a couple of them today. We're limited to an hour. And my goal is, if I can give you a couple ideas today, boy, we've had a good show. You know, as usual, I'll try to offer some information so you can get things into your hands so you'll have time to go through it and have more information available to you. On today's show, we're going to cover how much money. This is a question we hear. How much money do you need to be happy in retirement? Well, there was an Empower survey. We're going to talk about that. One of the many threats to your retirement success, we'll get into that. There's a number of them. We're going to talk about a few of them today. Healthcare, covering that, that's certainly something. And we'll talk about some tax strategies and inflation that we have to deal with. There's all these things in retirement. Boy, it can get overwhelming My goal is to try to simplify that. So let's start out with one of these topics. It was a survey by Empower, and it said, how much money do you need to be happy? Okay, a new survey found baby boomers feel they need about $124,000 a year. Now, this may not relate exactly to you, but this was the survey. Millennials, on the other hand, guess what they said? They need more than $500,000 each year. You know, I guess you can look at that two ways. So you can either say, yeah, of course they do, or good for them. Maybe they aspire to have $500,000 a year. Take it whatever way you choose, but I just thought I'd let you know. But whatever that number is, it's important to have a number. We talk about this a lot, getting to income. Income planning is typically the biggest concern. Look, if you're going into retirement, are you comfortable going 25, 30, 35 years without a paycheck? There was an interesting article the other day. I saw that 23% have changed their withdrawal since 2021. This is due to inflation. This was the Center for Retirement Research. We talked a little about that. We're going to talk about it a little bit more today. So let's just talk about one component of income planning. I've talked a lot in the past about your Social Security claiming strategies, when to take the Social Security. There's no perfect answer to a lot of these things, but understanding how to maximize what's called your cumulative lifetime benefit, that's one aspect of income. If you have a pension, that's an income. And it's interesting, this was from BlackRock, because there's been this movement from pensions, which are defined benefit plans, the benefit is defined to defined contributions, 401k plans, 403Bs, IRAs, whatever there may be. And so this is sometimes called the silent crisis. This BlackRock did a survey, and their head of the retirement group found 89% of those with these 401Ks desired a pension-like paycheck. So that's the thing when we talk about a defined benefit versus the defined contribution. These are called defined contribution plans. The contribution is defined. You can put up to $30,500 into a 401K. You can put up to $8,000 into an IRA. That's the defined contribution. We can get into SEPs, simplified employee pension plans, and these others we don't need to talk about, but they all have defined contributions, right? 25% of adjusted gross income and so on. Regardless of that, the point is, what's the benefit on the back end? When you retire, what is the defined benefit? Well, the point is, we don't know, because we don't know how the market's going to do. We don't know, you know, with taxes and so on. And so how do we create income that comes in every week? Again, that's why you can see why I differentiate the two, Social Security, pensions. And one of the other areas which I brushed upon, which I want to dig a little deeper in today, and getting back to the survey that said, look, you know, people are looking for a pension-like paycheck. We talked about annuities, and I want to talk a little bit more about what is an annuity, because I get this question a lot. How does it work? You know, and so we want to spend some time on understanding. It is an investment product. Does it make sense for you? I mean, there's people on some side that say it's the greatest thing out there. I was on the elliptical, the poor man's cardio. You know, there's this guy on TV talking about, you know, put your money into this investment. It'll never go down. You know, that's what our clients do. The money only goes up. It can never, you know, you get the upside of the market with no downside risk. Now, some of these can be a little misleading. I'm going to explain that in a little bit. But and then there's some that say, if you watch Ken Fisher and some of these others that say, worst thing in the world. And to me, that's truly unfortunate and kind of disheartening, because you're not getting the information you deserve. So let me explain and talk a little about two major features to these annuities. Again, it's an investment product. It can be owned by an IRA. It can be owned by after tax. You can take money out of a bank account and buy one. It's an investment product. So why would you own one? The reason for the annuities and some of the benefits is it can give you a guaranteed lifetime income stream. Right? What I mean by that is, if you can put a portion of money into these, it can give you not only a lifetime income, but a joint lifetime income. And so, kind of like a pension. A few differences is the money, you still have an account value. You don't with a pension. Pensions are irrevocable decision. Let me give you an example, because I just met with someone recently and they had a pension. Now, this is something else that we suggest you find out. Contact your providers, see what you can find out on the pensions. She was offered a pension lump sum. It was a little over $200,000. And so her interest was, hey, look, I have these other investments. What can I do? How does this work? So we looked at, She asked me about it. By the way, keep in mind, I'm an investment advisor rep. We do portfolio management. I do more of that than this, but I'm also insurance licensed. And so we looked at the annuity, and it the way it worked, they were both in their 60s. And again, I'm giving you general information, but for the $200,000, in 2 years, she was able to, the guaranteed joint lifetime benefit, again, joint lifetime benefit was $18,032 a year for the rest of both their lives. That's equivalent on the original investment of a 9.5% withdrawal. So again, is it better than an investment? Is who's right in this argument? Nobody. This is just what it does. These are the facts. So I explained it to him. You know, and if they wait every year, they wait, it goes up. I think the next year went up close to $20,000. If they wait another year, it keeps going up. So my point is, as a piece of your investments, does this make sense? And so, you know, to the other part is, again, there's an account value. So if they were to pass away, whatever's left in the account, if there's something left, that goes to their children. Now, none of these things I don't think are bad things. Again, you need to know both sides. I'm going to offer this information about truth about annuities. I want you to understand them. We'll maybe spend a little more time on these as well, but I just want you to understand how these can work in your portfolio. If you put $200,000 into an investment at Fidelity, and in 2 years you started pulling out $18,000 a year, would it last for both of your lifetimes if you're married? And the answer is, I don't know. And neither do you, because we don't know what the market does. This is a guarantee. I can say that. I can't say this often. This is a guaranteed lifetime income. So think about this. If between you and your spouse, you have $70,000. On top of that, you may get another 20 or 30 from it. You know, you could be close to $100,000 of income without working, without touching investments. So do you see how these can potentially work into your planning? I'll talk a little bit more about these in a second, but if you want this information, it's called The Truth About Annuities. I will get this out to you. You can take a look at it. It'll talk about ways that it provides income throughout your lifetime, income for your spouse. By the way, that income, as I said, at the death of the first spouse, that income stays and it continues for the life of the second spouse. It does not reduce. So you see how now how this can be a critical part of our income plan? I'm not pro or con. I'm just giving you some of the facts on these. So if you want the truth about annuities, give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. We'll get that information out to you. For those of you that have annuities, let me make one other offer. You know, things have changed quite a bit. So if you want us to review the annuity you have, talk to you about it, understand how it works, and does it make sense for you? Are there better options? Let us know as well. You can give us a call as well. We'll help you out with that. Understand what you own. Coming up, I do want to get into these other aspects of your planning. Of course, there's much more to being complete. Stick around. You're listening to Tom Fortino here on the Alpha Wealth Hour. Welcome back to the Alpha Wealth Hour. I'm your host, Tom Fortino, the principal and founder of the Alpha Wealth Group. I should mention, if you want to get a hold of us, you can always give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711, or go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. There's a lot of information to download there. We want to be a resource for you. If you want some of the information I talked about previously, which was on The Truth About Annuities, this report we put together that covers these things, I like to call it The Truth About Annuities because I think, you know, we just get, I guess it's true in a lot of stuff. You can say, well, it's advertising, but there's a lot of advertising out there for it. There's people that have opinions on it. And so it's like, this is just the facts. This is how some of this stuff works. Does it make sense for your planning? And can it be a benefit to create guaranteed lifetime income? Yes, they can. Principal protection with upside growth? Yes, they can. And so I just want you to understand that some of you may have annuities that you're not really sure how they work. This can be helpful for that as well. And you can always give us a call. I just offered the number. Or go to our website and schedule a time. If you have these in place and you want to review, I had someone come in. It was kind of funny. They bought, I don't know how many years ago, and he almost kind of challenged me. Kind of like, I've had these for I don't know how many years. If you can explain them to me, good luck. I said, okay. Within 20 minutes or half hour, he said, I understand exactly what I have. It was kind of funny, but he was very, kind of backed down quite a bit because I explained them. You know, this is, again, unfortunately, we try to make things too difficult, but this is something, it's an investment product. I want you to understand how they work so you can make the best decision for yourself, and I think you deserve to know that. So if you want that truth about annuities, we'll get it out to you. Let me pivot into another area here that we have been meaning to talk about and I haven't gotten into in a while, which is healthcare. You know, this falls under one of those five pillars. That's the asset protection piece. That's why I say having income is the number one thing. Minimizing taxes on that income, which we're going to get into later. Imagine if you get the income and most of it tax-free. Having a smart and strong investment plan you can stick with. The asset protection piece is that fourth piece. You're an asset. How are you protecting yourself and your family? Healthcare is one of those areas. Premature death, you know, those are areas of protection that, you know, you go away. Social Security will go away. Pensions can be reduced. Your surviving spouse can be a higher tax bracket. Certainly, if you're working, your income goes away. And then we deal with healthcare. And so let me talk a little bit about this. You know, I may have mentioned this before, but if you think about it, many people, maybe this may be the case for you too, they're retiring before 65, whether by design or dictated by circumstances. But if you retire before 65 and Medicare is not there, because that doesn't start till 65, premiums can run from $1,700 to $2,000, I'm sorry, $2,200 a month, depending on where you live. And so when we take a look at these things, the upshot here is leaving work just 4 years before Medicare, you know, could drain, let's say, $100,000 or more from your retirement savings. So we have to understand Medicare and our costs, you know, that kicks in, and then also understand, you know, understand the costs. Again, if you included, first of all, I'd say a couple of things. One, have you included in your expenses to say, look, it's going to be $2,000 a month? And I'm sorry to give you those numbers, but is that included in your budget? So that's number one. Beyond that, the additional expenses, you know, we've talked about IRMA and Social Security, your income-related monthly adjustment amount. I'm sorry, that's what it is. That premium will come out of your, depending on your income, will come out of your Social Security for Medicare Part A and Part B and maybe even Part D. So again, are we accounting for these things in retirement? I'll give you a couple other things that relate to this too with healthcare is, what about a long-term illness? Are we accounting for this? These are not fun things, but again, I think all too often, you know, I have these conversations all the time. I just saw this average cost of long-term care by state. What do you think, which state do you think has the cost? It's up to, they're saying in the United States, the long-term care costs can be as high as $108,000 a year. This is for 2021. What do you think it was? It was Alaska. Alaska has the highest long-term care costs. Illinois is in here too, so it shows all 50 states. I think this was a Genworth cost of care study or survey. In Illinois, the annual median nursing home cost is $85,000 to $86,000 a year. So when I talk about the asset protection piece of your plan, I know it's not all that exciting, but you know what happens if a spouse has a long-term illness? And keep in mind, if another spouse, I've given the statistic before, it was from a nationwide, roughly 50% of couples, one spouse outlives the other by 10 years or more. And so when we're talking about long-term care issue here, and now if it's $80,000 a year, I had a client recently, they're helping, you know, the sandwich generation we talk about with children and parents, they're helping out. She's trying to find a place for her mother, her and her sister, $10,000 a month. And I'm sure if any of you have dealt with this. So, again, not the funnest thing. We're not talking about going out and buying tech stocks and trying to grow your portfolios. And that's part of it, and that's what we do. And we do that. We offer that. But also, this is something I talk with clients about. Hey, is this something that you're concerned about? Have you covered this? If you have to come out of pocket $85,000 a year or more, what is your plan? And what happens if your spouse survives you by another 10 or 15 years? You know, you qualify for Medicaid after spending down to quite a low level. There are exempt assets. We won't get into all of that. But point is, most of you will have to private pay. So again, if you're out of pocket $10,000 a month, how long can you last with that? And so there are ways to address this. There's a number of different types of insurance you can buy. Life insurance is a product, too. They offer that now, too, where it will provide, you can use the death benefit during your life, and to the extent you don't go through it, it goes to your children and grandchildren or your spouse. So there's a lot of different ways to approach this, and I think just being aware of this, I wanted you to understand and ask the question. Many of us will say, well, it's just too expensive, and then I pose the question, well, how much do you think it is? And I say, well, I don't know. Well, you know, if you're going to buy insurance, well, maybe you want to find out these numbers and understand. Because, again, if this event happens, and then it also spills into maybe another couple of comments here. Do you have a healthcare power of attorney? Do you have a financial power of attorney? If a spouse is incapacitated, you see all these things relate. That's why the fifth piece is having the right legal documents, the estate and legacy planning. Because if a spouse becomes incapacitated, there's a number of issues. Number one, the cost. But keep in mind, what about control, having to not go through probate? What are your wishes regarding life-sustaining treatment? Do you have a healthcare power of attorney who can make those decisions for you? Do you have a financial power of attorney? Keep in mind, retirement accounts have to stay in the individual's name during their lifetime. You may be a beneficiary. You are not an owner. So if you call the company and say, look, my spouse is incapacitated, I needed to access some money, they will not talk to you. They'll say, call back when he passes away. You're a beneficiary, not an owner. Now, that's where a power of attorney comes into place. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to. I'm going off on some tangents here. But do you see where when I talk about being complete? And so this is really part of it. And I just wanted to broach the subject with the healthcare. We put these reports together for you, this asset protection report. If you want that, I will get it out to you. Also, let me make another offer. For those of you that want to sit down, I thought this was kind of interesting. Maybe this will help. Because I know we procrastinate. Americans admit to ignoring their check engine light for an average of 4 months. This was from Pep Boys. It was a survey. 2,000 American car owners revealed that 1 in 5 even admit to putting off between 6 and 18 months. And why do we do this? Because these are things we maybe don't want to address. We want to not deal with it. Let's not do that with our financial plan, our retirement plan, our plan for ourselves and our family to protect. And so this is what I'd like to do is I'll send out the information on this, the asset protection piece. This, if you want the information on the annuities, our retirement roadmap. But for those of you that really want help now, help today, there's no cost or obligation. If you want to schedule a time to come in, we'll do a complete review, throw everything in a box. Give us a call, 630-864-6711, 630-864-6711. Go to our website, alphawealthgroup.com. You can schedule a time through there. You will meet with me personally, Tom Fortino, alphawealthgroup.com. Again, I hope you take advantage of this. I look forward to meeting you. This will be a great exercise for you. As always, I hope today was good. You've got some good information, at least one or two ideas that are going to make a difference. We'll be back next week. I'm Tom Fortino of the Alpha Wealth Group.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate and when redeemed may be worth more or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuity offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.